Welcome, friends and music lovers, to another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. Last week, we spent most of the episode listening to the music of Joey DeFrancesco. We missed some important birthdays that occur at the end of August, and I want to address that shortcoming now. We want to play some music from Wayne Shorter and Charlie Parker, Lester Young, as well as Art Pepper. We're going to begin with Wayne Shorter, born August 25th, 1933 in Newark, New Jersey. That would make him 89 years old. Still a force in today's modern jazz music. We're going to begin with an album called Night Dreamer from back in 1964. Let's listen to Black Nile from Wayne Shorter.
Thank you.
Charlie Bird Parker on that one from the album The Complete Savoy and Dial Master Takes, a 1946 release. We heard Yardbird Suite, and we're reviewing some important birthdays in the history of jazz music, and Charlie Parker certainly ranks among the top. Many consider Bird to be the father of bebop music. Born August 29th, 1920 in Kansas City. Great alto saxophone player and composer. We're going to hear some more from Charlie Parker, but let's review what we've heard so far. At the top of the show, we heard Wayne Shorter from the album Night Dreamer, 1964 release. We heard Black Nile. A great quintet, Wayne Shorter on tenor saxophone, Lee Morgan on trumpet, McCoy Tyner on piano, Reggie Workman on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. We followed that up with Footprints from the album Adam's Apple, 1960 recording. And that quartet is Wayne Shorter on tenor saxophone, Herbie Hancock on piano, Reggie Workman on bass, and Joe Chambers on drums. One of my favorite of Wayne Shorter's compositions, and he certainly had many of those, writing the music for much of Miles Davis's second great quintet. That track was recorded many times with Miles Davis, but I like the original version of Wayne Shorter's Footprints on Adam's Apple. And then finally, as I mentioned, we heard Yardbird Suite from Charlie Parker. We're going to hear a couple more from Charlie Parker. We're going to begin with Ornithology. Thank you. That last piece you heard was Mohawk from Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie. Of course, those two are forever tied together in their exploration and perhaps founding of bebop music, Bird and Diz. And before that, Ornithology from Charlie Parker. We are reviewing some important birthdays in the history and legacy of jazz music. And another one that just occurred at the end of August is Lester Young, also known as Prez, born August 27th, 1909. That would make this the 113th anniversary of Prez's birth. A great tenor saxophonist, he gained his reputation of one of the great tenor players in jazz with the Count Basie Orchestra back in the 30s in Kansas City. Of course, that's the same city as Charlie Parker gained prominence. Also known for his partnership with the great Billie Holiday, we're going to hear a couple tracks from Lester Young, beginning with the Lester Young and Teddy Wilson Quartet from the album Prez and Teddy. Let's hear All of Me. Mm-hmm.
was so mean. My man, he don't love me, treats me awful mean. He's the lowest man that I've ever seen. You drink and gamble, make you stay out all night long. Love will make you drink and gamble, make you stay out all night long. Love will make you do things that you know is wrong. If you treat me right, baby, I'll stay home every day. Just treat me right, baby, I'll I'll stay home night and day. But you're so mean to me, baby, I know you're gonna drive me away. Love is just like a faucet, it turns off and on. Love is like a faucet, it turns off. Sometimes when you think it's on, baby, it has turned off and gone.
Such a sensual and sexy tune from the great Billie Holiday, along with Lester Young, who we are celebrating his birth anniversary, along with Charlie Parker and Wayne Shorter, all occurring at the end of August. But that is Lester Young with Billie Holiday, Fine and Mellow. Before that, we heard from Lester Young and Teddy Wilson from the album Prez and Teddy. We heard All of Me. We're going to do one more birthday, this one a September 1st birth anniversary of Art Pepper, born in 1925 in California. A West Coast cool jazz musician, led a tortured life, and if you haven't done so, it is a great read to read his autobiography, Straight Life, written with his wife, Lori Pepper. And we're going to hear a couple from Art Pepper, beginning with a great album he did with the Miles Davis Rhythm Section in 1957. Art Pepper meets Rhythm Section. This is You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To.
Thank you.
Smack Up from the album of the same name, Art Pepper Quintet, 1960 release, perhaps a reference to his drug of choice, heroin, sometimes known as smack. Before that, we heard from Art Pepper from the Art Pepper Meets Rhythm Section album, You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To. Art Pepper on alto, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. And that brings us near the close of this week's In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We're going to finish things off with more Joey DeFrancesco. If you missed last week's episode, we dedicated most of that to Joey DeFrancesco, who passed away suddenly at the age of 51 last week. So we're going to finish up with Joey D from a 1998 release, All or Nothing at All. This is On the Street Where You Live, the great Hammond B3 playing of Joey DeFrancesco. Thank you. Hi, this is Ken Laster, and I would like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. I've published this weekly podcast for over 12 years, with more than 7 million downloads worldwide. It takes an extraordinary amount of time and expense to produce this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it is a labor of love to promote this art form to you and others around the globe. Now, I'd like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.com, you will find a donate button on the right sidebar where you can make a contribution via PayPal. If you prefer Venmo, my handle is @DigginJazz, DigginJazz, or search for me by name, Ken Laster, on either platform. Surely just one listen of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener for a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you contribute, you can join me in the tradition of sharing the legacy of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.